know more important things. That's what happens when you get older. Okay, Shmaitza, Monday night, Or L'Chav Shvat. We're at the end of Shmaitza Vov Perek Tezayin. I looked around, there's a lot of interesting things that we'll learn, but first we have to finish the Perek. I don't know if we're going to end up finishing the Perek tonight. The Shmaitza says a lot of very, excuse the expression, very strange svaros. With his whole idea that he takes so seriously that every kohen is coming off of a cheskas zar, it's so weird. And because you said chazok asuya lishtanos, it's even like, yeah, it's even more than asuya lishtanos. I mean, he's going to be born. I mean, it's like we never understood, if you remember, why a cheskas cotton. We really walked away not fully understanding why a cheskas cotton is only called chazok asuya lishtanos. It's going to be mishtane. I mean, what, how can you say a chazaka of something that's in a process of changing? And every day the cotton gets older, he's changing. So, and at some point the change is going to take him over the line, and he's going to become a gadol. But he's always changing. He's getting older every day. So we never really understood why a cotton is called a cheskas.
Those changes don't affect the chazaka. That's why it's a 1 second change. All everything that's happening.
But it's
in the
change. The whole idea of chazaka is no change, and there's always change going on, and he's always creeping towards the finish line of godliness.
The change is relevant, though. The change is irrelevant. He's a cotton. He's still a cotton. So when he's 10, when he's 11, but
okay. If you understand it, good. But anyway, here. To say that a Zohar, to take seriously the Cheskas Zohar, I mean, he's an Uber. I mean, he's going to get born, and he's going to become a Kohen when he's born. He's going to get Kedushas Kahuna. It's strange. So we'll see if some Zalman talks about it. I don't know if we'll get to it today, but the Achronim do discuss it.
And didn't Rashi discuss what to be an Uber is a person or not?
No. That. We're accepting the words of the Gemara that it's a machlekes tanoim, and we're going with the Mandi Omar that uber b'mei zoro zorhu. We're not getting into that inyan that why doesn't the kedushas kahuna start when he's an uber? We're not going into that. This has to do really. It's like the Gemara in Megillah that Mordechai ain lo ben ubas, like you see from that Gemara also. The father is called the father once the child is born. The mother's a mother when she has the fetus. But the father is a full-fledged father, only when the child's born. That's what it says in Mordechai, Eila Ben Ubas, she never had a father and a mother, because Kesheh Ebroso, I forgot who he was, Adarab, it says the father died, the father died when she was an Uber, so she never had a father, the kid never had a father. Then the mother died in childbirth, so she never had a mother, no, so which way does it go? So she didn't have a mother. She didn't have a father. I forgot already. But
father died.
You see that? Yeah, she never had a father. I don't know. It's the other way around. Now, upon him, that's clear that the father is a father and imparts the Kedushas Kuna to the child according to this Mandi Omer only when the child's born. I mean, Uber B'mei Zaru Zaru. We're not going into that Svara. That's the Gemara. We're accepting that. The question is, what do you do with that? So the Shmaitza wants to do with that is explain the Rambam. We're at just quickly. Rambam. The Rambam makes an interesting assertion that an Eidechot could say someone's a coin that only helps with Truma Durabonim. The Tamil of Aran prepared basic subas of the Raisa Mayan and Nemon. Why isn't the Eidechot Nemon be Surin? That he takes seriously this. I mean, the Shemaitza, he gets it from Tosfos, really. Tosfos is talking about Kedushas Bechaira. So, same idea, a different type of Kedusha, a different Chazaka, but it's the same. The animal's born against Kedushas Bechaira. In May Emo, it doesn't have Kedushas Bechara. That's a given. That is not even a Kiddush. That's not a Machlokes. Everybody's Moida. The Kedushas Bechara devolves upon the behemoth when it's born, when it's Peter Rechem. And Tyson says, therefore, there's a Chazaka that the animal does not have Kedushas Bechara, which is also a Kiddush. That's a Chazaka. I mean, every time. I don't know how this works out with the whole Bechairus, the beginning of Bechairus. There's so many sakas if a child's, if a kid's, if an animal born is a Bechor or not. Recall that the Gemara deals with this chazaka. Every time you have a suffek, you have a chazaka of no kedusha. Another interesting chiddush of the Shmaitza, which again he's extrapolating from that Tosfos, is that it's really a kohen that's posel is not the same as a zor. So you said, I think, matzikim isel isel, you called it. It's really not the same. So it should be that issue of, I don't know what to call it, v'me isel isel, but machzikin mi matzov l'matzov. Because it really is a different matzov now. He has kedushas kuna. The question is that maybe he's posel because he's a begucha bechalutza. So to say there's a chazaka of non-koyen, besides the chiddush of taking the cheska zara so seriously, but to use it after it's the child is born because of the suffix is also matna. But Tosfos uses it. That's where the Shmaitzer gets it from that Tosfos that uses it by an animal and kedushas b'chayra, and you're not sure if this animal is a b'chor or not. So Tosfos uses the chazaka of no kedushas b'chayra in the rechem, even on the tzad that it is a b'chor. So you have a cheskas not kedush b'chayra, and he uses that for the suffix that's nolad, no pun intended, that the animal nolad and it has a suffix if it's a bechor or not.
What's the
question
of the Rambam again now?
What he's yeah. dealing with now,
right now?
Why is an eid echad neman to say someone's a kohen only for truma d'rabbanan, not for truma d'oraisa? Why don't you say eid echad neman b'surin? That's the Ran's kasha. So the Shmaitz is going to.
When we wonder a little bit about it, no, in Duraisa, if someone's a Kohen, we're talking about Misa, we're talking about certain stuff.
Okay, right?
You mean. Zar, Maki, Kamez, it's Karev, is it Yumas? Right?
You gotta not be such a scaredy cat. If Eidechel never be Surin, if Eidechel never be Surin, he's never be Surin. You know, you don't back down. Someone scares you.
Because it has to do with that.
It's like when I pass in a shiloh sometime. You know, according to that, then this and this and this. So, you know, I have to learn to look at the guy in the face and go, yeah, yeah, that's right. You can't get scared because of ramifications. You believe something. By the way, and this also, one of these achronim talk about it. According to what we learned in the previous parak, it's b'chal not akasha. B'chor, this is tolada. This is the yichus of to say someone's a kohen is should need to aid them. Shouldn't be yisurin. It should be like a tolada. I remember with the Shmaitzer held, but tolada needs to aid them to determine someone's yichus. Is whether you call it davar shebarbo, you don't call it davar shebarbo was never so clear. But Rabbanan the Shmaitzer was very confident that you need to aid them. It's not called yisurin. It's called the personal status of the person. And so I don't know why even he has to go make a holistical tyria. He can just refer back to the previous parak and say, I understand the Rambam perfectly. It's a question of personal status. Okay, he wants to give a nice lumdus shateris here. Well, the fima shekosavti nicha. This is going to be amazingly. He's going to say later that even though the Shach says that the Rambam Shita is that Eidechot is Neman against Chazaka, but the Shach really is not compelling, does not have a compelling Raya, so we don't have to assume that the Shach is correct. So we're going to Neman that the Rambam holds, like others do, that Eidechot is not Neman against the Chazaka. Avalechot is Chazak Yisurein and Neman. Chinu Daz, Toyuz Rosh Berkoyim, and Vayim Betuvi Shulchan Aruch. Even the cheska zorus b'mei imo v'adai zoru, mugi b'cheska zor d'adayin zoru v'inerecha lem mokum chazaka. Now, I don't know what you say about the chazaka zor yishtanos and this, but to say that an eidechot saying a guy's a koyim is against the chazaka is really weird. Now, if you it's not against the chazaka. The guy's born. The guy's here. It's not against the chazaka. It's like, so how far can you carry this? It's really very very strange to call it that he's going, he's clashing with the chazaka. No chazaka, he's clashing with it. The guy's born. It's very strange. Anyway, that's what the Shmaita says. And even in a case, you say, but wait a second, if that's the Rambam, then the Rambam shouldn't have been so same. The Rambam shouldn't have said it across the board. Because if the mother's a Bas Kohen, then the kid's not a Zor. So he says, V'afilu hechad itarmi b'meir al chaveru shu kohen, t'imo kohenes, so there's no chazaka. The dafka b'mei zora zorhu. But that's not really true, because it's right. Like really, because he's only a kohen if his father was a kohen. I mean, the Shmaita is slapping every kohen with a cheska zor. He says. So the Eid Echad saying he's a Kohen, in effect is saying his father's a Kohen. But his father's also coming off of a Cheskas Zor. So it's again Eid Echad against the Chazaka. So even if he's talking about that this guy doesn't have a Cheskas Zor because his mother was a Bas Kohen, but that's not relevant to the saying he's a Kohen once he's born. He's only a Kohen if the father's a Kohen. And the father, so you say the father's wife, father's mother was also a Bas Kohen. Okay, but then you keep going. At some point, you're going to bump up against a Zora. This is like really strange. Because to say that this is called against the Chazaka. Mukala b'chazaka davua de Zor hoya. Di yefesh lo yi ala avosav adarin ha-kohen cheska Zorus. Im hoysa imam Zora. Mukim lezeh becheskos avosay de zoru. This might be going so far as to call this guy becheskos zor, even though he's because becheskos avosah. We remember becheskos avosah. He's like his father. So you know, he's like his father. He's a kohen. No, he's like his father that he's a kohen, but he's coming over becheskos zor. Very, very, very strange. But that's what the Shmaita says, and that's how he answers the Rambam. And that's why he's not Nemon. That's why he's only for Truma de Rabbanon. Vashach shekotu b'shitas haram v'svir leidei lecho nemon b'yisurin v'filu neged chazok ayin shomein amuchra. Okay. V'hod amrinon v'perik beiz de ksubis kavik plukta de Rav Shimon Megamliel v'Rav Yeliezer v'muchzak lon v'avua da'ay de kayin. They're talking about a case that a person is Cheskas, that his father was a Kohen. The Nofak Alei Kolo, the Mangusha Ben Chalutzahu. There was a Kohen, a rumor, but the halachas, how a rumor has to be, and the Cheshish for it. And the Achtinu, they took him down from the Kahuna until they check it out. Vasa Eidecha, this is all the Gemara. Eidecha then came, Amar Yadana Be the Kohenu, I know he's a Kohen Kosher. And they brought him back up to Kahuna because the Neidechot's Nemon against the coil. It's only against the coil. Then two Adam came, the guy was playing a yo-yo, bouncing ball. And then two Adam came and said he's a Ben Grusha. So they put him down again. Then an Neidechot said, another Neidechot came and said he's good. Now what do you do? So there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, Belezer, and Shimon Gamliel. If you're mailing the kun al pi eid echad, but it doesn't really mean al pi eid echad, it means al pi the second aid, because now it's two against two. So the Gemara says that it's two against two, but you put him becheskos avosah. You put him becheskos avosah. That's the whole asik. Why does that help us for him? Does a kohen that there's a chashash if he's a ben gushu ben chalutza have a cheskas avosah that he's a kohen? We discussed this at length. Places in Eilon Naira says he does, and the big question is, of course, what kind of a cheskas avosah can he have? If his father marries a grusha, the father stays a kosher kohen. So, but the kid's puzzle. So why does Cheskes Adasa tell us that he's kosher? So we said, if you remember, it's a strange type of chazaka, Cheskes Adasa. It's saying that like father, like son. The father's a kohen, probably the son's a kohen. Even though, like, it's not really true if the father married a grusha, then the father's a kohen in good standing and the son is not. But Cheskes Adasa that says that didn't happen, it has to do with the idea of a chazaka being status quo, and even if it technically maybe it's not logical, but that's the chazaka. The father's a kohen, the son's a kohen. Akaponim, that's the Gemara. The Sovereign Shimon Gamliel, Anon Achtinon Le, Anon Maskinon Le, Bavel Gandavi Trey or Trey, Bishim Chazoka Davu, or the Koyanu. Okay. Vamai Loi Neymu Uke Kinegda, so that's it, and then the question of Zimusa de Beidina, because they're playing ping pong. Not really ping pong, more like yo-yo, up, down, up, down. So the Shmaitza now comes in and says, wait a second. Vamailo Neymo Uke Kinegdo Cheska Zoros to Vameimo Zoroy. Right, the Shmaitza has this great new idea that every Kohen has a Cheska Zor. What do you mean every Kohen has a Cheska Zor? It means a Basophic, it's not. Obviously, if he's a Kohen, it's a Kohen. But when he was an Uber, he was a Zor. So every Kohen, if it's something is Noilad, you're coming over the Cheska Zor. So why is there no mention of that made in the Sugirir? Sugirir is talking about a Cheska Sadasa. Whoa, Cheska Zor here, what happened there? Elodamayim Barashi, over there in the Sugya, he doesn't say Cheska Sadasa. Rashi says the Chazaka created by the first aid that says he's a Kohen establishes a chazaka. It's a very big kiddush Rashi, because then the second, when the peer of Adam came and said he's possible, they knocked him down. So that matzah should have been bottom. So Rashi says, Rashi holds that since another eight came and now it's Trey and Trey, so the first matzah created by the first eight echad said yes. Two Adam said no, and Ein Echad came and said yes. So Rashi holds that the matzav created by the first aid creates a chazaka, even though it was then nistar by two Adam. But now that it was brought back by the second aid, so that is a valid chazaka. So that's, Rashi doesn't say Cheskes Adasa. Rashi learns that chazaka, the chazaka of the matzav created by the first aid. So Shmaitz is happy. He loves Rashi. Eladamayim b'Rashi nearer the mefarshim b'chazaka acheres. Who the mukilei b'cheskas kama the chor huchsav b'koyim b'shod daskinalei al piyed orishonayin shom. Ah, the efsha. Ah, Shmaitz feels good. He feels even he has a raya that is right. The efsha my type because of Rashi chazaka zu. All because of b'shem chazaka davua. B'shem the neged chazaka davua k'cheskas zorus. The aid established him as a kohen. Uvetchilo hoyo aid namon. According to the Rambam, it's the Rabbanon, but the neged cheskas zorus is from cheskas avosa. So it cancels each other out. I guess every Kayan has this cancelling out Chazaka. Every Kayan has a Cheskes Adasa. So what do you gain? So now in the Rambam's case, because in the Rambam's case you don't know who the father is. I was asking myself, so what ramification does the Cheskes Zorus ever have if he always has a Cheskes Adasa? The answer is not if the question is whether to make Rusha or not. But if a guy you don't know who he is, and an Ein Echad comes and says he's a Kayan, so then the Shmaitza holds is working against the Cheskes Zorus. Obviously there's no Cheskes Adasa, because he's the one establishing that he's a Kayan. So there's no Cheskes Adasa. Mishmochei no maskina le'ali, they also Chazaka v'doik. Okay, that's the Shmaitza, that's how he understands the Gemara in Ksubis, and this is a very big Kiddush. Now we're going to see some Zalman here. We'll go back over the whole parrot. I'm not sure we're going to get to this. Wait, Tov Chav Gibel. I'll tell it over. You can relax. You're being entertained now. Footnote Pei Aleph. Okay, go. No, I'm going back to looking at the whole parak now. Going back to Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Rashi says Yanai had no chazaka because the mother had a chazaka. But the mother's chazaka would only be relevant if the mother would be here, and we'd be donning about the mother, so the mother has a cheskus kashus. But the mother's not here. And Yanai doesn't have a cheskus kashus, because we want to, maybe he was born as apostle. Tosfos asks, cheskusei mahani labas. What's the case of cheskusei mahani labas? That a woman was nival, and we don't know to whom she was nival, and she became apostle to kahuna. Gamliel says she does not become possible to Kahuna because she has a cheskus kashrus. And the Gemara then says, L'divrei ha-machshir bo, machshir bebita. The daughter that's born from this bia is also kosher. I, the daughter, has no cheskus kashrus because you're saying maybe she was born as a fossil. So the cheskus aheim, now really, what is Tosfos want? There the mother is around. And we paskin the chazaka. So we're saying we could follow the logic of the chazaka that if it paskin the mother's kosher and that very same bia produced a child, so the chazaka of the mother helps with the child. But what does that have to do with Rashi? Rashi says there's no chazaka of the mother here. The mother's not around.
The logic applies.
But Rashi's yesod is you can't use chazaka for someone that's not here. That's Rashi's point. Okay, hey num. So the Rishon Zalman points out that if you look at the Lashon HaTosfos, Tosfos doesn't only ask from cheskos hey mahani labas of the Gemara in Ksubis, he asks in Svara. Yanai should be able to use the mother's chazaka. The ode that we say in the first parak, cheskos ei mahani labas. Mashma that they have in Svara, and then they just added that they have a Gemara. Main in Bava Basra Tosfos says, Lama lo yoyel cheskos ei leben, hoyel, like you say, since it can't be that the mother's kosher. The child's not kosher, so why can't you use the chazak of the mother for the son? I don't need a big kasha, but okay. Vachilak hubem is poshut. I hope he says what I said. Vedik subis, the diem. Oh, no. He says a different chilak. No, he says a different chilak. He says a beautiful svara. That's very important. It's an important yusayit. He says, in the subis, the declare is about the child that's born from this bia. So you can't have, there's a stira in, not always when there's a stira in logic can you not pass a two contradictory dina. You saw that in a previous mindset. Sometimes you say let the chips fall where they may. This is rove, this is kavua, shnei shvilim, this person has a cheskus tyra, this person has a cheskus tyra. She says the reason cheskus ei mahani labas is because you're talking about a totsa'a, a tolada. You're talking about the same bia that would passel the mother, except you're saying it doesn't because she has a cheskus kashrus. So that bia produced a child. So it doesn't make sense to say the mother's kashrus, the child's passel. Wait. And he says, let's say, and somebody could hold that machshir ba poisel bevita, even though it's a stira, but you find, not always. But he says, let's say you paskin, this is very important, you sold. Let's say you paskin the mother's kosher. and she goes and she gets married to a Kohen, based on your psak. And then she has a child. Nobody in the world holds that that child is possible because that child doesn't have a chazak. The child that's born after we paskin that the mother's kosher certainly uses the chazak of the mother, because the mother's already paskin that she's kosher, and now she married a kohen, so the child that's born is kosher. Because why not? Instead, he says the whole Gemara and Ksubis that has a question. Is if each one is an independent shiloh. We had this before, but they're totally in the same thing. But when you have a totsah that comes after the psak, you pass in the mother's kosher. She went ahead and married a kohen. She had a child. Look, that child's kosher. She says, Vatamu poshut, because the psul of the daughter is only because of the mother. So after you've paskin the mother's kosher, she's kosher. So the child is born to a ksheira. And that you could say even if the mother's not around. If the child is born afterwards, so then you don't need the mother here. The mother was kosher and she married a kosher. She doesn't have to be here now. They're declaring L'chein gabiyanai. The shaila wasn't on the bia of the captors. We know Yanai was born to a kohen father who married his mother. The shaila is if she was a shvuya. So then Tosfos is right in Svara. How can you pass on Yanai because there's no chazak of the mother? The mother got married on the basis of Acheskes Kashrus. Yanai was born afterwards. Yanai isn't the child that's born, and maybe his father was a goy. Yanai was born from a kohen. Maybe she was puzzled to marry a kohen. So Yanai is this child, this mythical child, that was born afterwards. So then, Shlomo Zalman says, even if you're born afterwards, even if the mother's not around, who cares? But the mother got married as a ksheira. So you don't declare now. The mother got married, she was a ksheira.
It's not even Cheskes Emahani Labas.
Right. That's what he's saying. It's not even Cheskes Emahani Labas. He quotes Va'od. It's a Va'od in Tosfos. He's quoting Tosfos. First time he says in Svara. So he's explaining in Svara. But this is not even Cheskes Emahani Labas. This is more fundamental. This is the child that's born afterwards. Afterwards, you don't start declaring, you don't go back and start declaring Chakiris. Okay, Mechiva Jekain. So the Shmaitza. So Shmaitza is not. The Shmaitza is only answering because Cheskasei Mahani Labas, so the Shmaitza is answering connected to Cheskasei, there's a Cheskazar. He's saying Toysus Kasha is more fundamental than Cheskasei. That the Shmaitza has no terrence. I mean, the Shmaitza is coming here to Tosfos Kasha on Rashi, that the Cheskes Ha'eh was counterbalanced by the Cheskes Zor. So you say, but now that I explain to the Shlomo Zalman that Tosfos Kasha is more than Cheskes Ha'eh Mahani Labas, it's more fundamental, so the Shmaitza has no answer to the more fundamental question. Okay. That's one piece.
We went into that when we were in that piece. We actually got into it.
Good. Now, there's another interesting Shlomo Zalman, the next piece. He says like this. This is really, I'm saying it over because we really learned this in a previous Shmaitza. The same swears are not right. Because whenever you have a suffix and you have contradictory chazakas, you really always should go to the makor of the shaila. Like, where's the shaila coming from? Marshal, the way it should be by mikvah, you have a cleric, maybe the mikvah was chaser. So you have a cheskes kashrus of the mikvah. Then the against that, you have a cheskos tumma of the person. But really, by rights, if you match them up, you should always follow the mikvah, not the person. If the person is a totsa'a of the mikvah being chaser, the makor of the shayla should always trump a totsa'a of the shayla when you have contradictory chazakas. So he says, so why by mikvah do you say tartel reyusa? Because you do. You see, it's not always true. So therefore, by Meinika, Tosfos holds the, he says, really, if you would have a chazaka that the Vlad b'Meimo is not Kodesh b'Kedushas b'Chora, but you have another chazaka that, what's the counterbalancing chazaka? Chazaka.
The mother didn't give birth yet.
The mother didn't give birth yet. So really, the mother not giving birth should trump the other chazaka. Because that's the main shayla. She's saying, you see, you don't always say that. It'll be kavod nira, because that's how it chosel lefanecha. You want to say by Yanai, therefore you really have to go bust on a mother. Going back to not understanding Rashi. Okay, it's too complicated. I thought it wasn't that complicated. Yeah, you're right. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I'm going to go over the other things.
Which one is this? More of a day with the Osar in it?
Oh, this is a Shlomo Zalman.